No. But some people can be E. All right. So, okay, so today we're going to learn. Okay, let's have it. I feel like the UN.
Okay, today we're
going to
learn.
Right, this is live from the UN. Okay, we're going to learn about the halacha. Not the halacha, we're going to learn about what is Hanukkah. Right? Yeah, it's good?
Yeah. Beautiful.
Yeah, it's good? Yeah, yep, all being recorded. Okay. So, there's Shem Shmuel, one of the famous Hasidish Sfarim. You've heard of this? You've any of that?
Yeah.
So he says, one of the makor, there's a few people who give different makoros, different places for Hanukkah, you know, the remes for Hanukkah in the Torah. So, the Shem Shmuel wants to say as follows. Wants to say that on Rosh Hashanah, what's Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah was when man was created, correct? Kaf Hei Elul, the 25th of Elul, was the first day of creation, correct? Yeah? 25th of Elul was the first day of creation. What was created on the first day of creation? Now we're getting catch you. What was created on the first day?
Light.
Oh, good. Who said that one?
Evan.
Okay, good.
Ryan.
Sorry. Light.
Not spiritual light, not real light.
Oh. Vayehi Or. And what does Rashi say? Rashi said it wasn't right, it wasn't proper for the light to be Be'irvuvia, to be mixed up with the darkness, and therefore V'yavdel, he separated the light from the darkness, and he set it aside for the tzaddikim latid lavo, for the future. So this obviously, your torch, right? I mean, you have your fluorescence, right? You have the sun. It wasn't, obviously this is a spiritual light. This spiritual light is called the Or HaGanuz, the hidden light. The light which was hidden for the tzaddikim latid lavo. This is a spiritual light that the tzaddikim are going to be rewarded with in the world to come. What are those lights? So like the Gemara says, in the world to come, the tzaddikim are sitting, v'atarotem aroshem, and their crowns on their heads, v'nenim miziv hashchina, and they're enjoying the radiance of the glory of the divine presence. So obviously this light represents the Shekhinah, the divine presence. Yeah? So that's what this light is. Now, the beginning of the creation of the world, if you've learned Chumash Rashi, so you see Rashi says everything was impregnated into the world on the first few days. And then on the sixth day when man prayed, right, everything came into fruition. So the impregnation or the pregnancy of light in the world occurred on the 25th of Elul. Now there's a concept in halacha that when a woman, right, is pregnant, you don't notice the vlad, you don't notice the child, or it's not considered noticeable to other people until 3 months pass. Then Chazal say, after 3 months, huka ha'uba, the child is recognized, correct? Yeah, you understand what I'm saying? Huka uba. She's bigger. You see it. The world now knows she's pregnant. Some people might know a little bit before. Some people, but by 3 months, everyone, we know that the woman's pregnant.
This week's Torah portion, when tomorrow, after 3 months, they notice.
Yeah. Very good. So 3 months is hookah the uba. The pregnancy is recognizable into the world. That means there's a beginning of recognition of that, of the child. So therefore, what is Hanukkah? If you count 3 months from 25th of Elul, you go Elul, Kaf Hei Tishri is 1 month, Kaf Hei Cheshvan is 2 months, Kaf Hei Kislev is 3 months. So after 3 months, you get Huka HaVlad. That means that Vlad is recognized after 3 months. So that means the Or HaGanuz, this Or which was hidden, is now recognizable in the world on Kaf Hei Elul. So Hanukkah represents, it's Chag HaYiurim, the Chag of Light, right? It's what light is, are we celebrating? What is this light that we see in our menorah? It's the light of the Divine Presence. Now, that has to be explained, right? What does that mean? What does that mean to us? Why this is what the revelation of Hanukkah is? Now we have to understand, what did the Yevanim, What did the Greeks try to destroy in Klal Yisrael? What are the things they made in Gzeira? You guys know what Gzeira they made on Klal Yisrael? Okay, let's have them. Okay.
Circumcision.
They stop Shabbos.
Eating Torah.
Learning Torah. What else? Rosh Chodesh. That we can't be Mekadesh the Chodesh, right? Based into Mekadesh the Chodesh. What else? That anyone who gets married has to have relations with the Agmon, with the governor of the city first, right?
That was for everyone. Just for Jews.
I don't know. That was a gzeira made on Jews. I don't know, right? Probably did it everyone. I don't know, but it was a gzeira specifically that the rabbis say was on Hanukkah. Was the gzeiras of the Yevonim. Now, what's the connection with all of these things? Now, obviously, they didn't intend to kill us. If we became a Greek, and we accepted their way of life, they would have left us alone. There would have been no problems. That's why the Mishnah Berurah brings. That's why in Chanukah we don't have a mitzvah of Suda. We don't have a mitzvah of a meal. Like Purim, they wanted to kill us. So since it was a physical destruction, we express the celebration in a physical way through eating meals. Hanukkah was a spiritual destruction. So we don't express it in a physical way. We express it lahalel ulahodos. We express it through thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through our davening, through our praise, through halel and lahodot. And we show through the nest of the Chanukiah, whatever, we're going to get there. Right? Now what has connected all those few things? So Torah. What's Torah? Torah is our connection with our Creator. Without Torah, you're not a Jewish people.